It's time for Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. Laker Hockey Talk is brought to you by H&R Block and Parker Ace Hardware. And now with Laker Hockey Talk, here's the voice of the Lakers, Bill Crawford, on ESPN 1400.
Well, hi again, everybody. It is Bill Crawford along with Damon Witten. We're talking Laker hockey this morning. Lakers getting ready to go play an exhibition game, but it's still an important game. You're going to play the under-18s, Damon, down in Plymouth, Michigan on their ice. That'll be on Sunday afternoon at 2. We'll be carrying that game on Yes FM Live starting at about 1:35 with our pregame show, but it'll be an interesting battle because this is a very talented under-18 team that's already beaten five Division I teams this year.
Yeah, a ton of talent. I mean, they're fun to watch. They've got skill, they've got speed, and obviously, you know, a ton of resources down there. They do a great job, and obviously we know the background with Coach Jackson going down and starting that many years ago now, and it's just continued to produce many of America's top most talented players. So it's fun to go down there. A little bit different now. They're in their new arena that they kind of own and run, and so they're hosting more and more teams, and trying to build that program up a little bit from that way. In the past, it's been, you know, nobody really attends and things like that, so they're building it and hosting more games, and so this will be our first chance to go down there and play in my time here, and we're looking forward to it. It's a good venue down at Plymouth there, an old OHL rink, so it's a good venue there. Certainly, we've got a handful of Michigan guys who will be excited to go down and play real close to home in their backyards, and I also think it's a good opportunity for a lot of our players to play in front of a lot of NHL personnel. You know, their Four Nations tournament's going on, which is, those guys are a year out from their draft year, so a lot of teams will be down there getting an early look at some of the best young 17-year-olds in the world, and then they'll be around also to catch the 18s against the college team as well. So, we want to make sure we're ready to play and focused. It's kind of this strange week here. We're just kind of getting back into a little bit of a routine coming off finals week and that long trip to Alaska. So we haven't had a lot of time with our guys this week, and we're just trying to start to get dialed in and focused on this game, and mostly looking at this, but also starting to get ready for the GLI as well.
A couple of interesting aspects to this under-18s team, too. They've got the sons of a couple of former Lakers, probably two of the best players who ever played in a Laker uniform, Doug Waite and Brian Ralston, and their sons, Ryder Ralston and Danny Waite, play for this under-18 team. We're going to see them up close and personal on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, two of the top talents on that team. It'd be great if we could put them on our bus and bring them back home and make them Lakers like their dads were. So it'll be fun to watch those guys get a chance, more so Ryder growing up in the Michigan area versus Danny, who grew up out east. We didn't see him as much, but guys that are tremendous players and be great Lakers, but obviously some different paths going for them moving forward.
Yeah, it's a very difficult job for a Lake Superior State, any of the smaller schools really, kind of the have-not schools, if you will, to pick up on some of this top-end talent. I've always had mixed emotions on the under-18s, the National Team Development Program. I like the idea. I think it's great for those kids, but doesn't benefit a smaller school very much. We are lucky enough to have Steven Ruggiero in our lineup who played through that program, and we've had the odd guy here and there, but for the most part, those kids all want the bright lights and the big campuses, and they head either out east or to a Michigan or a Notre Dame, somewhere like that.
Yeah, you look through the roster, a lot of BUs, a lot of North Dakotas, and Notre Dame, and no question. I mean, The so-called big schools are successful getting those guys, and I think there's some hockey purists to your point about the national program there. I think there's some people that don't like the amount of resources that get put into that that just benefits those select 25 or so kids, and there's a lot of money that could go into to broaden our playing base and things like that. But it's certainly been successful. They've won at a really high level, developed a lot of elite players and high draft picks, things like that. So there's definitely some people that don't like the way or the resources, I guess, it draws out of USA Hockey. But to USA Hockey's point of view, it's done a really good job of developing elite U.S. talent. And I think there's a lot of positives from it. And, yeah, I think at times it'd be nice to maybe spread some of those resources some other places. But it's definitely helped grow our game and our base in America and the U.S.
Now, the Lakers are coming off a really good performance up in Alaska. Damon, you win two games. I think you kind of dominated playing both those games. Makes people look back to the series where they took 5 out of 6 points earlier in the season at Able Arena and say, what the heck happened in that series when we can go up there and play so well? But I think focus is a very big part of young hockey players. They got to be focused on what they're going to do. And, you know, the coaches can show them so much film and tell them so many times you got to be ready to play, but it's really up to the player.
And play the right way. You know, do the right things. You know, I think going back to that first series, you know, we were riding a little bit of a high. I don't know if that was the first week we were ranked. And, you know, I think it's a little bit natural. And when you haven't been there, you know, you start to feel like you're a pretty good hockey player and you're a pretty good team. And maybe you can show up and play a skill game and use your skill. And it's not the way it works. You know, it's so hard to win at this level, you know, and levels above this. And if you're not willing to play the right way and compete and win battles, then you're going to lose in this league in college hockey. No matter who you're playing and no matter what you're ranked or skill, whatever it is. So I think there's a little piece of that. You know, we had the late lead on Saturday and blew that. And it was a difficult weekend. And I'm sure it's going to be a weekend we look back, you know, at some point and have those regrets. You can't let one weekend beat you again. So we learned from it. You know, I liked our last couple Saturdays after that. We had some good wins, you know, learning from that Fairbanks weekend. You know, really thought we played well against Mankato on Saturday and Northern Michigan, two games that, you know, had we gotten that break or bounce, we could have won and would have liked to win, but you have to do it on the scoreboard at the end of the night. So I think you learn some lessons from that, and one of the positives is going up there, as you said, you know, Saturday night, Friday night, I thought we were really dominant, didn't give much up. Saturday night, they came back, tied it after we went up 2-0, and we just pushed right back and, you know, really had a convincing 120 minutes of play. So you learn from it and you get better from it, but you don't want many of those missed opportunities, and we've had a couple here over the last few weeks, and again, you got to learn, you got to grow from it, and you got to make sure you go out and play 60 minutes of hockey.
Really good weekend for Braden Gelsinger. He kind of broke out of a slump. He hadn't scored a goal in 9 games. He gets 3, gets a natural hat trick in that game on Saturday night. Has a 5-point weekend. He's a co-forward of the week in the league, and NCAA chose him as second star for the weekend. Really good honors there for a good kid. And the funny thing with him is he, on Monday of last week, didn't think he was going to be playing up in Alaska.
Yeah, he had blocked a shot late in the Northern game, and you know, initial x-ray did not look good. And then when some swelling got out of there, they were able to get a little better look at it. We had actually canceled his flight, didn't think he'd be traveling with us or, you know, ready to play. And fortunately, just ended up a deep bone bruise that we could pad up and play through there a little bit. Got his, you know, his range of motion improved quickly. And once we learned it wasn't a fracture, then he was good to go. So that was good. And obviously, we needed him. You know, it's great to get him back going again. Max Humid, same thing. They had really good starts, and they played together early on with Diego, and, you know, broke some lines up, switched some guys around. Gelsinger, Humid stayed together up until this last weekend, and to get him going was really good. And I mentioned on Tuesday night too that one thing that doesn't show up in the score sheet, it's great that he was you know, co-player of the week in the WCHA and the NCAA second star of the week, but Braden, again, just like the Northern Michigan game, had a huge block shot late in the game Saturday night. I think we still had the 2-goal lead there before his hat trick was finalized or completed. But they were on the power play, and Braden kind of made a diving effort to get in front of a heavy slap shot. You know, came up limping there a little bit, and then again played through that. And just, you know, even more so than the 3 goals and the points was playing the right way and playing for 60 minutes. And we were so good winning battles, winning foot races. And, you know, that's our ceiling there. You know, we can be that good if everybody's playing that way, and really like to see that.
Yeah, you were really good on the power play too. You had 4 power play goals on Saturday night in 6 chances. That's outstanding at any level. And you had a power play goal as well and a shorthanded goal in Friday night's game. So special teams were a big part of it. And goaltending was outstanding. Nick Kossoff, for the second time this season, played both games. So he got the starts, the senior goaltender, and he did a really good job. He had a 3.94 save percentage with a 1.58 goals against average. Those are spectacular figures. On the road, Lakers 7-1 this season with those blue uniforms on.
Yeah, it you know, you hit a couple points there, and like I said, Nick played extremely well for us, and you know, like I said, early on we were splitting things quite a bit early on, and then Nick separated himself a little bit here, and you know, earned some extra opportunities, and he's doing a good job taking advantage of it. So I thought Saturday night didn't have a lot to do early on, and then the third period they had a couple chances early on as they tried to put a hard push on to close the gap there, and Nick made some key saves. So I thought he played extremely well. Special teams is always important. You know, and this weekend we were tremendous on it. We mentioned the short end of goal and going, I think, 5 for 9 or 5 for 10 on the entire weekend power play. Saturday night, you know, we started off 4 for 4 on the power play, and then we got our fifth power play, didn't score. And Mike and I were kind of looking at each other like, what's going on? You know, now we're upset we didn't go 5 for 5 on the power play. But it was a really strong game by our special team performers, both power play and penalty kill guys. Again, we talked Tuesday night. We didn't get much of a chance on Olympic sheet to practice and rep things out. A lot of times back home, we'll go over to Big Bear and skate on the Olympic sheet. We didn't do it this year because of the timing of school and then just the logistics of the trip. So we were a little bit concerned there. So a real credit to our guys who are in those units to be able to quickly go out and adapt and execute at a high level. And then, you know, that was a huge difference in the weekend, was dominating special teams.
Yeah, I think it's a lot easier to go play on a big sheet than it would be to be on a big sheet all the time and come and play on a smaller sheet. That would present you probably with more problems logistically trying to move the puck around. I think our guys like to have that extra room, and we've got some quick players. I was really glad to see Gelsinger be in that lineup because he's probably the fastest skater we've got, and that helps on big ice.
Yeah, no, that quickness is huge, and as you said, I agree with you. I think, guys, there's extra space and time because of the Olympic sheet, and I think one thing we tried to stress is don't be content with just having puck possession on the outside. You know, we have to find ways to penetrate. You know, if you have a seam, to attack a seam and get it to the net, because a lot of times when you get to that Olympic sheet, you feel pretty good. You're in the corner with the puck and you've got possession and you think you're getting some things accomplished. Well, most teams will let you have possession out wide there. You have to find ways to generate offense and get to the net, and we did a good job of making sure we were getting there and creating offense.
What's the sheet in Plymouth? Is that an NHL type sheet?
NHL. They have two sheets, but the main sheet they play on is NHL. So, you know, that won't be a big adjustment that way. I'm not sure. You know, I guess our Michigan guys growing up have been through that facility a little bit. I've spent a lot of time there. We'll actually go back after the GLI and practice there a couple days before going to Anchorage, but using the Olympic sheet across the hallway there. So we're going to get to know Plymouth pretty well the next couple weeks here.
Yeah, that's another thing I wanted to talk about here, too. You're going to be playing this game in Plymouth, Michigan, against the under-18s, 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. We'll be carrying that game on Yes FM. And then you take the break. You go for Christmas. I think this is like almost ideal. If you're going to have these problems with finals week and not being able to practice maybe, this is probably a good time to play an exhibition game against a good team that's going to keep you sharp. Your guys are going to want to play. Then they take the break. They go for Christmas.
Yeah, I really like it. And initially, I think when Scott Monahan and I were talking about this, it was going to be Saturday night. And then it got moved to Sunday, which is better because, like I said, our guys have been in finals all week coming back from Alaska. You know, it's hard to explain the physical wear and tear of a semester of hockey, winding up with a trip to Alaska, and what that does to your body in terms of rest, right, recovery, the sleep patterns that are just shattered with time changes and a red eye flight. And then the mental fatigue. You know, people can certainly appreciate what it's like to get through a finals week and how difficult that is. So I like that it's Sunday. Gives us a couple extra days. Like I said, we've been off for 2 or 3 days here. Haven't seen the guys. They've just concentrated on school and recovering from that trip. Now we'll get a couple days here to ramp up and be ready to play. And then they'll get about 9 days off, you know, before to go home. And I think all but two of our European guys won't have a chance to get overseas there, unfortunately. But they'll get about 9 days off for most guys. We'll come back December 26th and practice late that night and start ramping up to prepare for Michigan State down in Detroit.
Yeah, we're going to go to the GLI. First time in many years we'll play in that tournament. We're going to talk about that in the second half. We're going to take a break right now, though. You're listening to Laker Hockey Talk this morning on ESPN 1400.
Everybody knows that H&R Block is the premier tax preparation group in the nation. But did you know that H&R Block offers year-round bookkeeping and business services that will help your small business cut costs, make profits, and streamline the business end of operations? From payroll and bookkeeping to expert tax prep and advice, see the friendly folks at H&R Block on I-75 Business Spur in the Michigan Sioux. Call 635-5970. Put H&R Block to work on your small business. You'll be glad you did. H&R Block wishes the Hockey Lakers success.
Hi, this is Scott from Parker Ace Hardware. At Ace, we make painting a simple pleasure. Ask one of our friendly, knowledgeable Ace associates about our Ace Royal Paint, a high-quality paint at a price you'll love. You'll find Ace Royal Paint starting at an everyday low price of just $19.99 a gallon. It's another reason why, from a simple start to a fabulous finish, Parker Ace can help make your next painting project perfect. Parker Ace, the helpful place. Stop by Parker Ace Hardware. We're looking forward to serving you real soon.
Stop by Parker Ace Hardware at 819 Ashman, downtown Sioux, Michigan.
And now back to Coach Witten and Bill Crawford for more Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400.
Welcome back. Bill Crawford along with Damon Witten talking Laker hockey on Laker Hockey Talk as the Lakers get ready to go down and play the under-18s on Sunday afternoon. And again, we'll be carrying that game, so don't forget to tune it in. It's a kind of a rare time to start, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll be on the air at about 1:35 with our pregame show there. Then we play in the GLI, first time in a long time. It's a real prestigious holiday tournament. It's right after Christmas, right before New Year's. In fact, the second day of it is New Year's Eve Day on the 31st. Kind of strange to play on a Sunday and then play on a Monday, but that's the tournament, and it's televised, and it's a big deal. You're going to play Michigan State your first game, Damon, and Michigan will play Michigan Tech. Then the losers will play in a consolation and the winners in a championship. And we're not going there to play in a consolation. We want to get by Michigan State, your alma mater, and go up against either Tech or Michigan.
Well, no question. It's kind of weird talking about it a little bit because it's such a long ways off and we have a game before that. But our preparation is well underway, and certainly that singular focus right now is on Michigan State and some of the challenges they bring to you. You look at a guy like Taro Harisi, who's I think third in the country in scoring, and the line he plays on is as good as a line as is out there nationally, and they're having a ton of success that way. They're getting strong goaltending from their young guy DeRitter and John Lefteman as well. So we've got to be ready to play, and I like the matchup. I think it's going to be a heck of a hockey game, and in that environment, that's a tournament I grew up my whole life attending and listening to the bands play. And I remember when Lake State was in it last time around, I was down there for it and looking through the stands and seeing the jerseys, and so it's an awesome environment. It's a great tournament. It does have a little bit of a different feel with the Sunday, Monday, the early game, so it'll throw some things at you that are a little bit different in terms of preparation. We won't do pregame skates because of the early games. Meals will be changed because they're earlier, so it'll be a lot different than we're used to. But again, it's all about being prepared to play, and I like the way our guys have approached the games and our leadership group to have us ready to go.
And then you're going to stay right down there, and you just mentioned a few moments ago you're going to go over and practice a little bit in Plymouth on a big sheet, get ready to go to Anchorage, which is on the 4th and 5th of January. No school right then, so you have the luxury of preparing and just thinking about hockey and getting up and playing against the Seawolves.
Yeah, so not a bad setup, instead of starting off with a bus trip down to fly out, we'll just be down there, so that'll cut 6-7 hours off the trip, which will be nice. A little bit easier to get to Anchorage and Fairbanks, another 40 minutes to an hour cut off there, so I think the travel will be a little bit easier. As you mentioned, you don't have finals staring you in the face as you're flying home like we did from Fairbanks, so that'll be a good trip, and Anchorage is a good city that time of year. There's plenty of things to do to kill an extra afternoon there, so we'll look forward to that. And then that concludes our worst two trips of the year. Mm-hmm. We start going home and home that second half. We still have Mankato to get down to, so that's a tough one in terms of travel and distance, but I think it sets up pretty well, and we're excited for this finish here.
Yeah, it's an interesting second half. It's almost home and home all the way through the second half of the season. So once we get Anchorage behind us, and the only other tough trip would be the one you just mentioned to Mankato. That's a sleeper bus trip generally, or at least a really long bus trip one way or the other. And that's a tough test just because of the competition too.
Yeah, they've continued to roll. It's a great team. It's going to be really interesting to watch that this weekend. Bowling Green, Mankato at Bowling Green. So I think 3 versus 10 or 11, whatever it is, two really good teams. They'll be, I don't get to do much of that in season. We'll mix a little bit of recruiting in here with just this Sunday game, and we'll get down to the Metro Detroit area and catch quite a bit, actually. It'll be a pretty productive weekend for us, but also have an eye on what's going on around the country and certainly around the WCHA. That'll be a big one. Our guys, after that weekend, I thought Saturday night we played pretty well, gave up the empty net goal, we were right there, and I thought we did a lot of good things. Dryden McKay played really well, and that's that's been a focus for us the last couple of weeks, not allowing guys like Tolvin and McKay to, you know, to take over games or give them a chance to pitch a shutout. We've got to be a little bit more willing to get to the net, take eyes away, and get some second chance opportunities.
Yeah, everybody else in the league other than Alaska and the Lakers plays this weekend, and they'll catch up to the Lakers in Alaska in number of games played. We've played two more than everybody else right now, and the Lakers stand fourth in the standings, 19 points. That's pretty darn good at this point in the season. We're not quite halfway through yet. And Lakers have played well. We've had some really tough competition. We're 2-5-1 at home, but we've played Minnesota State, Northern Michigan. We've played some really good teams at home, and it's been tough.
Yeah, no question. You know, Michigan's in that group as well, and you know, those were all over the last few weeks here too. So I thought our November win-loss record is maybe not where you want it to be. But again, I give credit to the teams. We go down to Bowling Green. We have Michigan coming in. We have Mankato, number 3 in the country, coming in. A good Northern Michigan team with goaltending like Tolvin in. That's certainly a part of it. But we'd like to be better at home. Fairbanks is the one weekend where you looked at, probably a missed opportunity to do a better job and to win some more games and add some more points to that total. But like this team, I like the way we've played. We've talked a ton about our seniors and the way they're leading this team. We have a lot of great players in our other classes as well, but our seniors continue to really set the standard for our expectations of the way we approach being a Laker in the classroom, in the community, and certainly on the ice there. So we're excited about where we're headed and where we're going. We've got this game Sunday to wrap things up, enjoy some time, and then get ready for a great tournament in the Great Lakes Invitational.
Yeah, you look at those seniors, Damon, and they are such good leadership people, and they've been here so long. It seems like Diego Cuglietta and Anthony Nellis and Gage Torella have been around for about 20 years to me, because they've been playing since day one. These are really experienced senior players. They were playing all the time as freshmen, so it's going to be really strange not to have them, and I think that's something to be concerned about. I know you probably are, but recruiting, it's all part of the game, matriculation, players leave, but those are three really valuable players. You throw Nick Kossoff in there too, and that's four guys going out the door next year that are going to be really difficult to replace.
Yeah, and you won't replace them just by these new guys coming in. We've got Gelsinger and Humitz and Basilico, Brendan McKay, some guys that are ready to grow their roles even more. Certainly the track records, of Braden Gelsinger and Max Humitz, they'll be able to offensively, ease some of that burden. But as you mentioned, it's the experience that you lose that's really critical. When they stepped on campus, we had just come in here. We were 1 year into it, and so they were power play guys right away. They were penalty kill guys. They were matching up against Michigan's top guys and Michigan Tech and whoever it might be there. So their experience is so valuable now. I think we had our Abby Lyle, our sports information, maybe Mark Vassi put up they've all played 125 games in their career now. And as you said, it's not only the amount of games they played, it's the roles they've played in those games. So really valuable guys, done a tremendous job. We'll certainly miss them, but that's a long ways away. We've got a lot of hockey to go through before that happens.
Yeah, and those guys are looking at that too, and it comes to an end so fast. That senior night is on you before you know it, and I have never talked to a Laker senior who hasn't said, where'd it go? That's life. That's the way it is.
Well, and I think it's one of the approaches to us this weekend as well. I think when this was scheduled, this past summer there, we're thinking, it's a chance to play some guys and maybe guys who haven't played and get some other guys in there. But I think it's a chance to showcase these guys. Want to make sure they're ready to play. As we mentioned, the Four Nations is going on. I think nearly every NHL team will be represented in that building on Sunday. And we want to make sure these guys are putting their best foot forward. They all have dreams of playing at that level and then signing at the highest level possible out of here. So we want to make sure that they're showcased this weekend and put on a good show. They're ready to play and as they pursue their pro careers and their pro ambitions.
Well, I think it's an ideal situation to play this exhibition this weekend and then get off for Christmas for a few days, get home, recharge the batteries, get ready to go. We've got good leadership. That Diego Cuglietta is going to be ready to play when you go to Anchorage on the 4th of January, and the rest of them will too. They'll follow suit.
Yeah, no question. We're healthy. We're ready to go, and looking forward to this game. It's a great tune-up. It's a great challenge. As you mentioned, they've won a lot of Division I games already this year, so we've got to be ready to play, and I like our approach. Been really good on the road here, and we want to continue that.
All righty. That's another Laker Hockey Talk. Damon, thanks for doing this. We'll try to do another one next Thursday. We'll certainly have a Laker Hockey Show on Tuesday live from the Antlers before we take the Christmas break.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Have a great Thursday, everybody. And we'll talk next week after a big win at the national program.
All righty. The Lakers against the under-18s this Sunday afternoon at 2. We'll have it on Yes FM. Bill Crawford for Damon Whitten. So long on Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400.
You've been listening to Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. Brought to you by H&R Block and Parker Ace Hardware. Join us again soon for another edition of Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. WKNW, Sault Ste. Marie's sports leader.